Eugene.
Likewise, Mr. Whitaker. You're here early.
Well, and so are you.
Indeed. I thought I'd come in to give the system one last analysis check before we open the shop.
Okay. I haven't been upstairs yet, or I would have done that.
I'll let you know.
Eugene, did you come back last night?
No, sir. Why?
Well, the alarm was off when I came in this morning. I thought maybe you'd come back and forgot to turn it on.
Not I. But if anything is amiss, I shall let you know.
Thanks. I'm putting on coffee if you want some.
No, thank you.
Hello, Whit.
Good morning, Eva. Come on in.
I'm sorry to bother you. I know you're not open yet.
Well, no, don't worry about it.
I was on my way to the clinic, and I thought I'd take the chance that you'd be here.
And you were right. Sit down. I was just putting on some coffee.
I wanted to talk to you about Matthew. He's been acting unusual ever since he damaged your computers.
Huh? How so?
Well, he won't touch anything technological now. He doesn't trust himself. Now he spends most of his time moping around. It's very unlike him.
No kidding. He's usually very energetic. I see why you're concerned.
We've spoken to him about it, but he seems determined not to hear us. So, I was hoping that you might talk to him. He looks up to you. You're a kindred spirit for him.
Oh, of course I'll talk to him. Though I can't promise it'll make a difference.
I'm sure anything you can do will help.
Well, I'll do my best.
Mr. Whitaker?
Yes, Eugene?
Something is wrong.
Oh? Uh-huh.
Yes, I believe you should come up post-haste.
Oh, I'll be right up.
I'll let you go.
Thanks. And tell Matthew to come in after school today. And don't let him make any excuses.
I will. And thank you.
Mr. Whitaker!
Coming! What's wrong?
The equipment has been turned on. I know I shut it all down before I left last night. It is impossible that Matthew Parker has returned and decided...
No, I don't believe that. Hmm. Besides, he wouldn't know the security code for the alarm system. Hmm. Which leaves...
Connie?
Check the monitor. Were any of the inventions used?
Yes, the inspiration station. And it's still being used.
She's in there now?
It would seem so.
Has she been in there all night? Oh, Connie. Connie?
Oh, Whit! What are you doing here?
Well, actually, that's my question to you.
Oh. Well, after my Bible study, I thought I'd come back and use the inspiration station for a little while.
A little while? What time did you come back?
I don't know. 11 o'clock? What time is it now? Why are you here at this time of night?
Well, considering the sunshine, I wouldn't call it night.
Yeah, it's beautiful, isn't it? This is a wonderful machine, Whit.
I don't mean the sunshine in here. I mean the sunshine outside.
What?
Connie... It's 8 o'clock in the morning.
What?
You've been in here all night.
You're kidding. But that can't be. I just got in.
9 hours ago. This is why I am worried about you, Connie.
Why would you be worried? I'm great.
No, this isn't great. That's not like you to sneak back in.
Sneak? Wait, I didn't sneak. I couldn't sleep when I got home and decided...
I thought you said you came back after your Bible study.
Well... Yeah, but I went home first, and then... Okay, I really wanted to come back to use the machine. It's not like you told me I couldn't. It was working, right? It is working. You've created something really special, Whit.
It's obvious that this invention has affected you deeply. More than I ever would have anticipated, but... I'm concerned that you're not using it in the way I intended.
Well, what am I doing wrong?
Well, the whole idea is to help people find inspiration for their work, to help others, to motivate them. Some of the ideas for my latest inventions came while I was in here.
Oh, I believe it.
But those ideas, this machine, is intended to inspire us, to find new and creative ways to touch people for God. You know, I don't create anything around here for self-indulgence.
Self-indulgence? Is that what you think I'm doing?
Well, I'm wondering.
But it is helping me to help others. You've seen it yourself. The kids have said so. I'm more patient and wise and, well, all the things I'm not really.
Is that what this is about? Changing you?
No, I mean, that's not what I expected at first, but... Well, I don't know how to say what I mean.
Oh, Connie, you really thrown me. It never occurred to me that this invention might inspire you to see what's possible for yourself, your potential.
Yeah, potential. Maybe that's the way to put it.
It's time to come out, Connie.
Okay.
Hi, Mr. Whitaker. My mom said you wanted to see me.
Matthew, come on in. We've missed you around here.
Yeah, well, I thought I should stay away for a while to give you time to recover from the mess I made. I'm really sorry.
Yes, and you said so the other day, and I think I accepted your apology then. Everything worked out fine.
I don't know how that's possible.
Trust me. Your accident forced us to do some work on the system that was long overdue. But that's not why I asked you to come in.
Why did you want me here?
Well, I was wondering if you'd help me with something new I've been working on.
No, I don't think so. I've given up working on things.
No, that would be a waste. But I understand if you're a little skittish about something new.
I'm not skittish, even if I knew what that meant.
Well, then it won't hurt to take a look. It's this funny-looking gadget over here. I call it the Inspiration Station.
It looks like a radio out of an old movie. What's it do?
Well, that's what I'd like you to find out for me.
You mean you don't know?
It's kind of funny. It seems to work differently from person to person. So I was hoping you'd try it out and give me your honest impression of your experience. You don't have to touch or fix anything. Just go in and try it out.
Well, okay. What do I do?
Well, just push that red button.
All right. And then what? Happens. Hello? It's really dark. I can't see a thing. Mr. Whitaker? I can't see anything. Is there a light switch or something? Hello?
Well, well, well. Another guest. How delightful.
Who's there? I can't see you. Where are you?
Oh, my. Don't worry. Give me a moment. Here, I'll turn on this lamp. There. That's much better, I think.
Yes, thanks. Who are you? Where am I?
Oh, a lad with questions. Inquisitive. I like that. People don't ask enough questions nowadays. Seems they've figured out all the answers before they even get here, which makes my job more difficult. But I'm afraid you have me a bit flummoxed. What's your name?
Oh, sorry. My name's Matthew Parker.
Matthew? Yes. Now, there's a name with character, I must say. Well, Matthew, you can call me Mortimer.
Hi, Mr. Mortimer.
Very pleased to meet you. So tell me, what are you doing here?
I'm not sure. Where am I?
Where are you? Oh, my goodness. I thought you knew. You're in the library. No matter where we wind up, we always begin in the library.
The library?
Yes, the library. Why, everything that's ever been done, thought, or said is kept here, my boy. It's a great archive of accomplishments, a plethora of proficiencies, a smorgasbord of skills. And it is my job to keep it all shipshape, you know. Yes, up to me, for Mr. Whitaker and his guests.
You mean it's sort of like the internet?
The internet? Are you making a joke, Matthew? The internet, on its best day, with every resource available to everyone everywhere, is like a small kitchen junk drawer, you know, where you keep those orange scissors nobody ever uses, compared to this library. See for yourself.
Sorry, I really can't see a thing.
Oh, well, allow me to throw a little light on the subject.
Wow, it's ginormous.
Yes, it's what you said, and this room is only A through C, you know.
Those rows of books have got to be a mile high. I can't even see the top.
A mile? Oh, no. Oh, my goodness, Matthew, that's ridiculous. They're no more than, well, a half a mile at the most.
It's incredible.
Yes. Yes, my boy, it is. So, let's get down to business. You must be here for inspiration, to be inspired, to be... What I'm saying is, what can I do for you?
Well, I'm not sure. I had sort of messed everything up by tinkering with things without permission. And now Mr. Whitaker sent me here.
John Avery Whitaker sent you here? He invited you personally?
Yeah.
Yes. I see now. I did receive an update on that. Now, where did I put it? Well, I'm sure I haven't gotten around to filing it yet, but he sent you here for tinkering, yeah? So that would be under T, without permission, cross-reference with B. All right, then. Ah! All right, well, let's get you on the move, then.
To where?
Why, into the library, of course. You just step up on this little cart and I'll... No. No, actually, I should come with you. What with this being your first time and all, don't you agree? It'll take us to where we need to go in no time flat.
Okay.
Huh. Switches. Who's got the switch? Ah, here we are. That's it. Strap yourself in and hold on.
Does this thing go fast?
Does it go fast? Does it go fast, he says. Oh, yes.
Hi, and welcome to Candid Conversations with Connie. With me, Connie Kendall. Having a candid conversation with, well, myself. So, a lot of you have been asking about my recent adventure in Wit's new invention. Okay, well, not a lot of you. Some of you. A few. Two or three. Okay, no one actually asked me about it, but I want to talk about it anyway because it was really amazing. Well, no, not really amazing. That doesn't do it justice at all. That's not even close, because of the effect it had on me. See, ooh, it's really hard to describe.
Miss Kendall.
Huh? Oh, hi, Eugene.
No.
Hey,
no.
Everybody, it's
Hello.
Eugene Meltzner. Eugene, what are you doing? Come on, what are you doing here?
Well, I was listening to your radio show, and I kind of thought maybe you were just rambling just a little bit, and
what?
Maybe nobody knows what you're talking about.
Really? You think so?
More or less.
Oh. Wow.
Are you taking a new allergy medication or something?
No, I'm trying to describe how I feel.
Well, has that ever been a problem for you before?
No, but it is now because I'm feeling a little vulnerable. Mm-hmm. You see, I had an experience in Wit's invention, and it helped me to see what I'm capable of doing, who I'm capable of being.
Uh-huh.
And then I came out, and for a little while, I was that person. I was patient and easygoing and even a little bit wise. And I felt like I was in control of all the things I do that bug me. It was nice. Oh, it was so nice. But the problem is that it didn't last. And this morning I realized something very hard for me.
Uh-huh.
I realized that I like myself better when I'm in there than I like me when I'm out here in the real world.
Uh-huh.
Because out here... It is so tough trying to be who I would really like to be, and now I just feel so disappointed in myself, and I don't want to talk about this anymore. Just take the mic, Judy.
What? Well, but this is your show. Come back. I'm not... that is to say, greetings and salutations, listeners. I suggest we go to the phone lines where you should call in to discuss the little dramatic vignette we just performed for your edification and perhaps mystification. I believe we have a caller on line one. Oh, please let there be a caller on line one.
Really moves.
Oh, yes, I know. It has to, Matthew. I've got 3,456,270,496 rows of books, all alphabetized and numerically ordered to take care of.
Incredible. Where are we headed?
Well, it should be right up here. Ah, yes. There we go. Now, this might be of some help. You said that you liked fixing things, but got into trouble for not asking permission. Is that right?
Yeah, but... I don't think there's anything in that book that will help me.
Oh, don't be silly, Matthew, my friend. These books hold knowledge, experiences, and you can always find help within their pages if you know where to look. For example, here. Here's this one. The Wizard of Menlo Park.
Who?
You see, that is the nickname given to Thomas Edison after he invented the phonograph in 1877. People thought it was magic. But he had his share of trouble asking permission, just like you did.
Really?
Oh, my, yes. Here, early on in his life, good old Tom, well, he was good young Tom at that time, actually worked the night shift at Western Union. But one night, without asking permission, he started tinkering with a large battery, and he spilled sulfuric acid on the floor. His exact words were,
Whoops.
Tom wasn't much of a conversationalist, you know. Anyway, that sulfuric acid leaked through the cracks of the floorboards and it burned a hole in his boss's desk one floor below, and his boss said...
Edison!
Don't tell me. Fired?
Oh, was he ever. But he learned a valuable lesson, which reminds me...
Whoa! Did you ever get seasick on this thing?
Well, I might if we were on the sea, but as it is, the sea is in an entirely different room. Henry Ford.
What?
Henry Ford!
He's the guy with the Model T car, right?
Did you know Henry Ford once worked for Edison? It's true, it's true. Oh, now let me see. Where did I... Here it is, yes. Henry Ford is the man who single-handedly created mass production. He struggled to figure out how things worked best, how they ticked, which is sort of ironic in a way, don't you know?
No, I don't know.
Oh.
Why is it ironic?
Because it all started when he took his father's pocket watch apart when he was a boy.
I'll bet his father wasn't happy about that.
Well, according to our notes, the scene went something like...
Henry Ford!
Oops.
He and Tommy Edison had a similar vocabulary. Of course, they both learned that same valuable lesson.
I know. Don't tinker around with stuff if you haven't asked permission first.
Exactly. My boy, you've got perspaper. You're smart.
Well, it doesn't matter. I've decided not to tinker around anymore at all. It just gets me in trouble.
Oh, is that what you learned? Well, I understand. Well, then we should be glad those other bright fellas didn't think like you. Even Mr. Whittaker made his share of mistakes.
Mr. Whittaker?
Yeah. The town clock incident, for example. Oh, my, what a mess that was. You see, he put a thingamajig where the thingamabob should have gone just to see what would happen, and the clock began to go backwards. Imagine that.
But what did that lead to?
Oh, lead to? Oh, well, aside from everybody running late, it led to him wondering what would happen if time really could go backwards, and you could go with it, and then you truly experience the past, and then, well, it'd be this and the other thing, and there you are.
There I am. Where?
Matthew, haven't you been in any of the inventions in the shop? Don't you know the Imagination Station?
Oh, yeah.
All those displays and gizmos to make the Bible and history come alive, it all started because of that one mistake. Of course, the townspeople didn't know that then, nor did they know what time it was for 3 days until the clock was fixed. Anyway, you get the point. Let's go back to my desk.
Whoa! Oh. Wow, that was fast.
Yes, turbo overdrive, don't you know? Well, Matthew, I'm glad we had this little chat. I feel so much better now.
Wait a minute. I'm not sure I feel any better.
Oh? Why not?
I'm not Ford or Edison or Mr. Whittaker. I'm just a goofy kid.
Oh, for heaven's sake, Matthew, I'll let you in on a secret. Ford and Edison, Mr. Whittaker, they were all goofy kids, too, who needed to make a few mistakes and then learn from them.
Yeah, I've learned a lesson, all right.
Oh, now you cut it out. Tell me the truth, Matthew. How happy have you been since you stopped your tinkering?
Well...
You better grouch. And worse, you better self-pitying one. I've got a book about you somewhere.
You got a book on me?
Well, of course I do. I know it's here somewhere. Yes, this is the one.
Hey, it's got my name on it.
Well, didn't I just tell you it was about you? Did you expect somebody else's name? That would make no sense. Here, see for yourself.
But how can you have a book on me? Wait a minute, these pages are blank.
Well, of course they are. You're going to fill them in with all the mistakes that you're going to make that'll lead to all the remarkable things you're going to do. We're expecting great things from you, Matthew. I might even start your book. You know, met you in person, I'll say. Right after you accidentally tinkered with Mr. Whittaker's computer system and you learned an important lesson. And then I'll say that led to... It led to... What did it lead to, Matthew? Oh, that's right. Wait, it didn't lead to anything. I forgot. You stopped tinkering. You gave up. You buried all your inquisition. Your curiosity under a pile of self-pity and didn't do a thing ever again. Oh, that is so sad.
No, wait a minute. I didn't do that. I mean, I did do that, but that doesn't mean I have to keep doing that. I might tinker again, but I'll ask permission first.
Ah. Yes, my boy. Wonderful. A lesson worth learning. So you please come back any time, Matthew. We've got a whole world of possibilities here. There's more than just this library, you know.
Okay. Thanks again.
Thank you, Matthew. Always good to have new friends. I'll see you soon.
Mr. Whittaker, I'm back. Mr. Whittaker?
Mr. Whittaker, Oh, Matthew, perfect. Come with me. I need your help.
You want my help?
Yes, hurry.
Oh, here you are.
Hi.
Oh, it's nice to catch up with you in a real place for once. Mind if I sit down?
No, go ahead. It's a free park.
I heard your radio program.
Yeah, a real classic. Connie embarrasses herself on the air again.
Well, you should have hung around for the call-in part. There are a lot of kids who wanted to talk to you.
What?
Well, I think Eugene is still talking to them.
I'm sure. Let's call Connie and tell her how ridiculous she's been.
Not quite. Connie, I didn't mean for the Inspiration Station to do this to you.
I know, Whit. It's not the machine. It did what it was supposed to do. It inspired me. It showed me my potential. But the real world showed me how I don't live up to that potential.
Well, I understand. We all aspire to be better than we are. And it hurts to realize that we're not there yet. We've got a long way to go.
No kidding.
But Connie, I think you're missing the most important part of it all.
Like what?
God. I mean, no machine can serve as a shortcut for the work that God alone does in us. And you know as well as anyone how that involves hard work on his part and ours. Not in the make-believe world, but right here in this one.
I get that, Whit. But is it so wrong to want to go to a place that helps me to feel like I'm the person he wants me to be?
There are places and times to seek inspiration where we feel like we're very close to God and we can get a glimpse of what he can do in us. But every one of us has to come down from the mountain where the real work takes place, where he molds and shapes us. Sometimes it's one step forward and two steps back.
Yeah, or three, or ten.
Sometimes we're harder on ourselves than we ought to be. We get impatient about how fast we should be growing or changing. When that happens, we don't see ourselves the way God sees us, or even the way other people see us. I want you to come back to Wit's End.
What? Why?
Well, you'll find out. Come on.
Please, Whit, don't make me go back on the show. I've already made a fool out of myself.
Now, trust me, will you? I'm not putting you back on the air.
Hi, Eugene.
Miss Kendall?
Matthew, what are you doing here?
I was helping Eugene work the equipment.
You're doing that again?
Yeah.
So, what am I doing here?
I'd like you to hear something.
If you're going to play back my show, I really don't want to hear it.
Well, actually, we didn't record that part. But Matthew assisted me in recording another part. Matthew?
That's right. The callers.
I want you to listen to what they had to say.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes.
Now sit down and listen.
Fine. I'm willing to be a human punching bag if it'll make you happy.
Go ahead, Matthew.
How does Connie inspire me? Well, where do I start?
She makes us feel important to her.
She relates almost everything she says and does to the Bible.
Connie shows me how to tell others about Jesus.
She just really brightens up your day.
I like it how she knows about the Bible so much.
Even though she makes mistakes, she always tries to do better.
When I fell off my bike at Chickle Lake, she was there and helped me up.
So when I heard that Connie became a Christian, it really inspired me that I needed God too.
I think Connie is the kindest person in Odyssey.
You know, every time I come in there, she's behind the counter, smiling.
She's always there. Even when she's stressed, she's there.
I wish I could be more like her.
I can't think of anyone who doesn't like Connie.
She's a girl after God's heart.
I want her to be on my side no matter what.
Wit's End just wouldn't be Wit's End without her.
We love you, Connie.
I love Connie.
God loves you, Connie.
Oh, Wit.
You see? You may feel like you have a long way to go, but there are people who have noticed just how far you've come. How does that make you feel?
Inspired. Hello, Matthew.
Hi, Mom. Thanks for picking me up.
You're welcome. Did you talk to Mr. Whitaker?
A little.
Only a little?
Well, we had some work to do.
Work?
As in, you were tinkering?
Yeah.
Good.
You know, Mom, I could take out this old cassette player and rewire it so you can use your music player from home.
Is that so?
With your permission, of course.
Let's talk about it when we get home. After you fix your father's GPS program.
We heard a lot about inspiration in today's adventure. And I hope you understand that there are a lot of different ways that we can be inspired. For example, a beautiful sunrise or a snow-covered field can be inspiring. Or reading a story that touches you or seeing a film that makes you want to get up and do something. That's inspiration. Sometimes when we pray, we feel inspired to live better or behave more like Jesus wants us to behave. All of these things are good, but as we heard with Connie and Matthew, we have to remember that, ultimately, it's God who must work through us, transforming us to be the people He wants us to be. Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. The Inspiration Station was written by Bob Hoos and Paul McCusker and directed by Paul McCusker, with sound design by Gap Digital and music by John Campbell. Dave Arnold is our executive producer. Our cast featured Katie Lee as Connie, Andre Stoika as Wit, Will Ryan as Eugene, and Zach Callison as Matthew, along with Amanda Troop, Hope Levy, Jess Harnell, Mark Evan Jackson, and Sydney Schiattani. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.